This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: how the love of the world will destroy your ubudiyah, your servitude, your worship, and your obedience to the Almighty Allah. So, dear friends, it is great to be here at your service. We are talking about ubudiyah, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, one of the things that really kills our ubudiyah is the love of the world. Now, it's interesting that we find in many of the traditions that one of the things that prevents our ubudiyah and is a detriment to our ubudiyah is the love of the world. Now, this love of the world really has deeper meanings in it. It is not just a mere love of the world, but when you talk about loving something, it means that you have an attachment to it. So on the one hand, if we love the Almighty Allah and the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and the infallible Imams and the Holy Quran, when we love all of these, then that means that we have an attachment to all of these. So let's bring it down to even more of a basic level so that we can really understand what we're saying. So you have your parents, or you have your spouses, or you have your children, or your siblings, for example. Now, you love all of these different relationships, but you love them, and that love creates an attachment, right? You're attached to your parents, you're attached to your children, you're attached to your spouses. So this attachment goes hand in hand with loving something. And being attached to something is a reciprocal relationship. So when you love something, you're attached to it. And when you're attached to something, eventually you love it, right? So now let's take it to the upper level or the higher level. So with the Almighty Allah, if you have an attachment with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that means that you will also love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have a love for the Almighty Allah, then you will be attached to the Almighty Allah. Now let's take it to the lower level. If you love the world and materialistic things and materialism and consumerism, if you love all of these things, then you are going to create an attachment with those things. And likewise, if you're attached to these kind of materialistic pleasures or materialistic things or objects, right? If you're attached to them, eventually you will love them. Now, it's like they say in the traditions that no two loves can be in one heart, right? Especially two opposite loves. So, for example, the love for your parents is vertical to the love of the Almighty Allah. So first and foremost, you have the love for the Almighty Allah. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to love the Messenger of Allah, to love the Ahlul Bayt, to love the Holy Quran, you also love them, but vertically at a lower level. And likewise, your parents and your spouse and your children at a vertically even lower level, you love them because of the commandment of the Almighty Allah. So in reality, the source is the Almighty Allah. But when it comes to materialistic things and materialistic wealth and property, and when it comes to materialistic desires and these kind of base carnal, low desires, these are things that have been, their love and attachment to has been prohibited by the Almighty Allah. Allah has told us to not love these things. So these things are not vertically under these other aspects that we listed. Matter of fact, they are horizontal. And these materialistic desires, they compete with the love and the attachment to the Almighty Allah. And so these two loves cannot remain in one heart because they are too juxtaposed. They are two opposing extremes. One is the love for the world and worldliness and materialistic things, and the other is the love for the metaphysical, the spiritual, the hereafter, the Almighty Allah, and such. These two loves will not be in one heart. And so clearly, if you have the love of Allah, then the love of the materialistic world cannot and should not and will not exist in that heart. But on the other hand, if you have the love for the materialistic world, then likewise the love for the Almighty Allah will not be able to exist in such a heart.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha
illallah. And now we will listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar, who will talk about today's topic.
As we stated, the verse of the Holy Quran says, the final accomplishment will be the spread of justice on the face of the earth and the establishment of the just government of the Imam of our time. This is the final victory that God has promised will happen. But for us, if we're going to be part of it or not, if we're going to be on the right side or not, this is very important. We can test ourselves on this. Are we like the people who were too attached to this to leave it for Ali ibn Abi Talib? Leave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are we going to be the ones that are not going to be like that? We have to try to detach ourselves from the luxury, the glamour of this dunya. That is all over the place here in the West. That the children of the dunya are working hard together. We have to seriously, brothers and sisters, work on this because it's definitely not easy. It's definitely not easy. The story of Karbala is a very important story to learn from. This is a real story, brothers and sisters, that the daughters of Imam Hussein have narrated for us. One of the enemies of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein is pulling on the clothes of the daughter of Imam al-Hussein to take it, and he's crying. She tells him, why are you crying? He says, because I realize I'm taking this from the daughter of the grandson of the Holy Prophet. She tells him, well, if you understand that, then stop. He says, I'm afraid if I don't take it, somebody else is going to come and take it. This is how terrible hubb ad-dunya is going to become.
Welcome back. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about how the love of the world and worldliness will kill our ubudiyya, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. So, as we said, when one has the love of the materialistic world in their heart, then that does not allow the love for the Almighty Allah to reside within the heart. We had said that these two loves, the love for the materialistic world and worldliness, and the love for the Almighty Allah and that which is connected to the Almighty Allah, cannot reside in one heart because these are two loves which are completely opposite to one another. They are not vertically in line with one another, with one common thread, which is the love for the Almighty Allah. Now, what happens when the love for the world and worldliness and materialism and consumerism come into our heart? Well, naturally, it begins to slowly but surely kill the love of the Almighty Allah in our heart. Well, we become attached to worldliness, we become attached to material things, and then that becomes our ultimate desire. Then we start to run after and pursue these worldly things. We no longer start to pursue the love of the Almighty Allah. And of course, the pursuit of the love of the Almighty Allah is via ubudiyyah. It is via the servitude and the obedience and the worship to the Almighty Allah. It is via servitude, worship, and obedience that we reach ubudiyyah. And ubudiyyah is in reality a manifestation of our love for the Almighty Allah. So you see how all of these things are intricately and intimately connected to one another. They're all pieces, of this puzzle which helps us to understand our relationship with our Creator and our Sustainer and our Provider and our Helper and our Nurturer and our Educator, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we have to realize that we have to remove at all costs the love of the world and the attachment to the world, these materialistic things, whether it is cars or houses, you know, or the desires of lust and carnal desires, you know, women, and for example, having, you know, boasting about many children. So just as a side note, having many children is good, it is recommended, but being boastful and, you know, being arrogant in the fact that you have many children, that is something that is it is prohibited and is considered as part of materialism and is considered as part of love of the wealth of the world, you know, love of property, love of wealth, money, love of position and status and power. All these things will take us away from the Almighty Allah, and all of these things will kill our ubudiyyah. So we must refrain from all of these various things in their various aspects if we want to really be able to attain ubudiyyah and be able to completely and fully be of servitude and worship and obedience to the Almighty Allah. This is Ubudiyyah on IRIB English Radio.
Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Ayatollah Mujtahidi Tehrani. Stay tuned.
حال دنیا رو من پرسیدم من از فرزانه ای فرزانه یعنی دانشمند پرسیدم دنیا چیه گفت یا خوابی است
Once a wise man was asked what is dunya the mundane world he answered it is either a dream or an illusion or a myth he was again asked what is life he answered It is either a flash, or a candle, or a butterfly.
گفتم اینایی که می‌بینی چرا دل بستن با اینکه دنیا خوابه و افسانه چرا مردم به این دنیا دل بستن گفت یا مستن یا خوابن
He was asked, So why do the people fall in love with this world, which is a dream or a myth? The answer: the people are either drunkards or asleep or crazy. The man who falls in love with this mundane world, the dunya, is either a drunkard, asleep, or crazy.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi aman Allah, and God bless you all.